thought for today. Ellen, is it working? Thought for today is working. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Be pleasant over being brilliant. Be pleasant over being brilliant. How many times have you walked through the pathways of life and awakened to find that you've come a long way, but you haven't the slightest idea where you were, or where you come from, or where you're going? How many times have you had a relationship with a person, and you thought you knew the person, and when the relationship ended, you didn't? How many times have you been married, and you lived with your wife or husband, and all of a sudden one day you wake up and you think, I don't even know this person. I have no idea who they are. I have no idea what their thinking is. I have no idea what their dreams are, their aspirations or goals. I have no idea. Here I've been living with this person for 21 years, 27 years, 30 years, 50 years, and I don't even know. There's a Hindu proverb that says, when you first meet, fall in love with someone that you enjoy talking to, chatting with. Because in your later years, that's what you'll be doing a lot of. Chatting, talking, sharing. Most people don't do that. Most people do not pay any attention to what's going on in life. They don't smell the roses. They don't take time to slow down enough to see what's going on, to be pleasant. Oh, they want to be brilliant. The man is brilliant on his job. The woman is brilliant on her job, such as it may be. The woman is brilliant in raising the children, talking to the neighbors, learning new ways of working, handling the children, handling the details, handling the household, handling the grocery shopping, knowing where to buy things, knowing how to get the best bargains, how to enjoy life. And the husband comes home, and he has other interests, and he tries to be mutually interested in the family, but for 8 or 10 or 12 hours of his day, the wife has no idea what he's doing. For 8 and 10 and 12 hours of the day and more, the husband has no idea what the wife is doing. Friends have no idea what each other is doing. Relations, people who go together and are friends for a long time, they have no idea what each other is doing. They don't know what's going on in their lives. And they don't really care. They only care about that which they're concerned with. And it's really too bad, because in life, you never know what's going on. You never know how many people are doing anything, how many people are saying anything. You never know what's going on, because we just are not trained to take attention, to pay attention. We're not trained to be aware of what's going on in other people's lives. You say to a person, I want to marry you. I want you. I want you. Now, did we ever say to the person, I'd like to marry me. Would you like me? Would you like to have me in your life? Now, the other person might say, oh, yes, I'd like that very much. Or, not really. That sounds unkind, but not really. I have another person that I'm interested in. You're very nice. I enjoy going dancing with you. I enjoy going to parties with you. But I don't want to marry you. I have someone else in mind. I want someone who's going to be a mother to my children. Someone who's going to take care of my home. Someone who's going to take care of me. Who's going to treat me just like my mother did. Who's going to take care of me and make me feel good. And hold my hand when I come home at night from work and have had a hard time. Someone who's going to just understand me. And that's not you. What do you mean it's not me? I could do that. I would do that. I'd love to do that. No, you wouldn't. Do you know why I know? Because you're only interested in you. You're not interested in me as the type of person you'd create in your world. You're interested in you. And you're interested in your desires and your goals and your aims. I'm interested in my aims and my wife's aims. I'm interested in my aims and my family's aims. But if I marry a woman who is not interested in my aims and her aims and the family aims, then we have sort of an unfortunate arrangement, because sooner or later I'm going to be very unhappy with that arrangement, and they're going to be very unhappy with that arrangement, and they'll want to bust it up. See, we can be pleasant over being brilliant. When you're brilliant, you know all these things. But if everyone were as brilliant as this couple that I just mentioned, no one would get married. How do you get married? How do you fall in love? How do you choose a partner for business or for marriage or for friendship? How do you choose a partner? How do you choose a friend? Hey, that's a good point. No, let's start there. How do you choose a friend? Well, you choose a friend because that person likes you just the way you are. The friend does not interest